Welcome people to the spoiler cast of One Piece. I am GP and I'm with your friendly neighborhood nerd Bobo is in the building.
Hey, what is good, guys? What is good?
Now, we both One Piece fans.
Yeah.
I can't believe this. I'm shocked to say that this was a good live action.
Well, how are you shocked to say that?
Because I was looking at the trailers and I was like, I wasn't feeling it at first.
Okay.
But I was just going on, you know, speculation of trailers. You know, they can fool you and stuff like that. And I was just looking out like, I don't know. But when the full trailer, I think the second to our full trailer.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I was like, okay, this is looking good. This is looking good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I went into this, like, I knew that this wasn't going to be like any other adaptation, like a Death Note or Zom 100. Like, this wasn't going to be just like, oh, we threw something together, so we let another company come in and just figure, like, no. They took their time, and the actual, like, creator, Ichiro Oda, he was pivotally, like, hands-on with it. They ran everything by him. Right. They were like, hey, we like this idea. What do you think? He's like, So I had a feeling it was going to be really, really good.
Right. Yeah, you got to do that with your baby, you know. You have to be there if somebody going to change anything up and you don't want anything like that. So it was good for him to be there.
Yeah, and as well, the showrunner that was working on it or so, he was a young blurred like us. He's a One Piece fan. Like he was like, I need this to be done right. I will make sure this is properly done.
Yeah. Do you know anything like any previous shows he did?
No, I'm trying to see if I can pull up his IMDb as well real quick.
Okay.
Because for me, I found out through Tony Weaver. Right. Tony Weaver, he is like that Instagram, social media blurred. And he was like, this is one of my homies. Like, I trust him.
Okay.
Like, you guys are, we're in good hands. I was like, all right, bet.
Okay.
That's what would be killing
exactly
me.
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, but it's either Matt. I want to say it's Matt Owens.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, they have worked on Luke Cage. Luke Cage, Agent Shield.
Okay.
They've done a good bit of like superhero stuff and like said in this genre. They were on the Defenders, they worked on that as well. Like they did some Star Wars stuff. So they have a good repertoire under their belt for this. So
I can see Agents of Shield because Jeff Ward was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He played, Bucky.
Yeah.
Let's just start off with the first episode, Romance Dawn. Stranded on a sinking boat, carefree Luffy begins his journey in search of the Pirate King's lost treasure. But first, he'll need a crew, a ship, and a map.
Yes, he will. This was really good because I felt like they really focused in on the right relationships here with like him and Kobe.
Right.
And like I've watched the first part of One Piece. I've watched the first part of One Piece and I know the story how it goes. Mm-hmm. But this felt like it was more focused on that building of like this is Luffy's character.
Right.
He is the man that you will get behind. And Kobe is like, all right, I feel like I need to follow him.
Right. Right. He saved me from Alvida, so I got to stick
also,
with him.
Also, shout outs to the actress who plays Alvida.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she did good. And also,
she did good.
Yeah, yeah. And also, like, because I totally forgot. Because, again, being like the old anime nerd that I am, I don't remember all of the characters or whatever. I forgot about Alvida, but she did that. She did this character justice.
Yeah, I kind of did too because I forgot like Kobe. he was stuck there on that pirate ship, cleaning, basically being a maid for all the pirates. So
I forgot all about little that. Chore boy.
I like how they kept the Luffy have to getting that barrel type of thing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I enjoyed that because, like, it definitely gave you the feel of, like, say, of the anime, of, like, the actual, like, nature of this being, like, say, an animated thing. Like, you don't get that through a lot of these adaptations. And I enjoyed that.
Exactly. That's true. That's true. What do you think of Borg works, Mr. Seven?
Oh, yeah. So that was a good introduction and push through.
Right. Exactly.
Because like you like, okay, Baroque works, like I like if you're an anime person, you're like, okay, yeah, boom. We've acknowledged that they exist.
Right. Bam, and they put it in way early because Zoro didn't really, I think in the anime he defeated Mr. Seven off screen. They just talked about it.
Yeah, and that was a good, and again, with them running stuff by Oda, that was a nice little thing to add in.
Right, and then make it all different than, you know, for people that knows about the show, the series already. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Nami? Nami's role in the whole bar scene while Zoro was
mopping the floor with the sun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the introduction of both Zoro and Nami. Mm-hmm. Nami was very fun because, like, you could tell she's already running schemes. She was like, yeah, like, why are you talking to me? Okay, you're about my height. All right, cool. Hey, big boy. Like,
right.
Yeah, he was like, well, you talking to me? It's like, yeah, I'm talking to you. Who else would I be talking to?
I like how they didn't change all their whole personality. You know, like the way that they are, the way they come on the show is the exact same way you see them in the anime. Yeah.
Yes. So in this episode, we get our first looks at, like I said, how can they like the pirate life.
Right.
Because in the anime, these boats don't feel like big or mad, like, but in there, they're so massive. Like, they're just like, you get the scale of how these boats can fit like a whole crew and shit like that. It's crazy. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially, Alvida's boat was kind of big. I was surprised. I don't remember it as that big. It was a lot of pirates on that ship.
It was a lot of pirates on that ship. And it, again, she had full command and she was able to take out another ship before we, in the beginning or her opening scene or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you see how, like, oh, she was like, take this ship or blow up the ship. The crew is mine. Like, like, it gives you that swashbuckling adventure, bro.
Right, exactly. Let's move on to episode 2, The Man with the Straw Hat. Okay. After securing a map of the Grand Line, Luffy, Nami, and Zoro are taken hostage by a no-nonsense clown. New cadet Kobe is cornered by Vice Admiral Garp. Yes.
Yeah. So, with that, like, I think... to kind of go back to the episode, like, I enjoyed the fight scenes a lot. A lot of the fight choreography, because a lot of people are going to give it shit because one scene when they were fighting the goddamn Iron Hand thing.
Yeah.
But, like, the fight choreography was fluid. It was amazing. And, like, the CGI integrated into it with Luffy, like, in the stretch and all that stuff, it was like, oh, like, it looked good.
It
way better than the Flying Babies in The Flash.
Oh, yeah. way better than that. Yeah. what do you think? Yeah. What did you think of? I didn't really like the theme song. I feel like, you know, we've been getting all these great theme songs from all of these thousands of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting something more grand with the theme song.
So I'm going to say something very controversial.
Okay.
I feel as if they should have, again, this is just me.
Right.
They should have gone with the One Piece rap.
They from the Fox Kids. They should have this. Man,
I wanted it. Don't give it up, Luffy. Don't give it up. No, I wanted it.
This is how the story goes.
They should have, if only for a joke, Yeah. If only for one episode, I wanted it. Nah,
I like the Ian Shames. I like Ian Shames narrating, but during that Gold D. Roger
that was also a very interesting. Yeah, that was also a very interesting take. Like, because again, we always see the Gold D. Roger thing as just still images. They're just like, find the one. He's like, they murdered that man in front of our face,
In front of a lot of people too. Yeah, put him on blast.
They just stab. Like, what, bro? Hey, did I tell you to stab him? Wait. Yeah. And then, he just hyped up like 18,000 people. And you just go stab him and no,
right? Exactly. And also, you see all the young, you see young Shanks here. You see,
yes. There was a few like that. I think. I want to say it was like Whitebeard in there. There was a couple other like big name pirates that are gonna come up.
Yeah,
in the future.
They said that was like they speculating that what's his name? The Sands.
Ah, yeah.
They saying that he might be gender swap, might be a female.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
What is it? Crocodile?
Yeah, Crocodile. Yeah, Crocodile.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm okay with
Crocodile.
That'd be cool. No, I like
it. Because here's my thing with it. Like, when it comes to these adaptations, give us something. Like, I don't care for, like, one-to-one. Like, it's okay. Like, because at the end of the day, when you come to these characters, you're bringing them real life, they're just old white guys, and I would like to see something different.
Basically, yeah.
That's what I with Garp. I was like, this is just an old white guy, man. Yeah. Like, how am I supposed to be afraid of him?
Very strong, and that's it.
Yeah, he's just very strong, but he don't even look strong. He's just an old guy.
But when it came on, I was like, the theme, the music sounds a little bit Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, to me. I'm just happy they didn't do like a Game of Thrones esque type of dun 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 dun. Oh. Like, yeah. Like, Jesus Christ. Everybody's been doing the same thing. Like, yeah, have something that, like, just leave the little thing. Like, they didn't do a map. You didn't have to, they did something that fit the anime. But again, like I said, the music could have went harder.
Right.
The music could have went harder.
What you think of Garp being so, well, in the anime, he's not really, he's in like 100 and something episodes.
Mm-hmm.
He don't be introduced until then. But what you think of pushing up Garp in the very first episodes?
I like the condensing of this because here's what I'll let you know. I hear a lot more casual people have been watching it. Mm-hmm. And if we would have waited until like season 5 to introduce Garp, They wouldn't have cared when he got here. But, yeah. Like, if you just, boom, straight conflict, he's Luffy's granddad. Oh, snap. Okay. Like, yeah, they need that because it's funny and hilarious to admit it or whatever. So my girlfriend, she was like, I'm going to watch it too, though. Don't tell me about it. I said, okay, cool. And then I was like, all right, best. So she's like, I started it today. I was like, oh, how did you think? I didn't know it was about pirates. I said, bro, what? I said, did you not watch it in the trailers? Nope. So those are the people we have going into this.
Right. Yeah.
Legitimately, those are the people we have going into this.
What did she thought it was?
She was like, it makes sense now the way they're dressed. I was like, yes, it does.
Yes. What do you think of Buggy?
Buggy was one of the more annoying characters to me.
Yeah, he was annoying.
This man played him straight up Joker-esque. And
yes.
Before I watched it, people were sharing pictures or whatever. And I was like, why is Buggy so fine? Like, what is happening here? What is this rugged, cut-jawed, big nose? Like, what is going on?
Right. he looked like he was he looked totally different, but he acted the same, but just more maniacal.
Yes, because I like the, I would say, modernization of this Buggy. Like, he fit like the role of Buggy, but like he doesn't look too over the top.
Yeah.
Too, like, this is a person like, okay, yeah, he's trying to be a clown, but he's a pirate. But like, yeah. And back to the fight scenes, back to the CGI.
Mm-hmm.
Super good. yeah. super fluid.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out how they going to pull off this guy that ate the chop chop fruit.
And I was they did it seamlessly.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And the thing is, they really made Bucky feel like a threat.
Yeah.
Because he took an entire town hostage.
Right.
And he legitimately had them chained up and forced them to
watch be in his circus.
Yeah.
Right.
And I enjoyed like how he like you like cause this skinny little guy who can pull himself apart and like he has like not like okay, yeah, that's menacing, but why is it menacing?
Right.
And he showed that.
And he almost killed Luffy.
He almost killed Luffy because he covered him in seawater. And right. that just strips the devil fruit power from you.
Right. Also, I like how like the poster, the wanted ads come on each pirate face.
Yeah,
and they interact push it with off. Them.
Exactly. Yeah, they interact with them. Like they'll either rip it down or bust through it, stuff like that. It's good. Yeah. I like how they're using the berry system to show the threat. Right. Because I was like, oh wow, Alvida, like, damn. And then, like, you get down Alvida's poster. She only worth five million berries. Girl, if you don't get out of my face.
She ain't nobody.
Right. You don't get out of my face. And then Buggy's like 15. I'm like, see, look, that's like, yeah. Like, you show the escalation. Like, Alvida was like, okay, she's a problem. But this guy, he's a threat.
Right. For those who don't know that the wanted ads is basically like your power level.
Is a big thing in One Piece.
Right.
Because, so speaking of power levels, I want, because you remember how we were like, oh, they introduced the Baroque Works real early. You know another thing they introduced real early in this episode?
What?
Haki.
Did they?
They did. If you go back and watch when Shanks stopped the Sea Beast, he used Conqueror's Haki.
That's true. I think he...
He said.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
He looks dead at him and goes, shove off.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
like, oh, and you see the wave. I was like,
yeah.
Lay they those did. Seeds.
Right. Lay right. those seeds. They did. Yeah, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, because I noticed, oh, that was Conqueror's Haki. Like, they showed the Shanks used Conqueror's Haki to save them.
Right.
And again, like, if we were watching when we were, like, first doing, like, you don't know what that is or whatever, but, like, you us being, like, deep One Piece, like, fans or whatever, deep into the episode.
You gotta be, like,
you know what's coming up.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta be after Marine Ford type of fans right there.
Correct. Yeah. Because, again, like, you don't think, like, because anime, you're just like, oh, he intimidated him. Whoa, like, no. That was a specific thing.
Right. Yeah, I forgot all about that.
And that was a really cool little just Easter egg they put in there.
And also, I like how they tell Luffy's backstory, like, a little bit at a time.
Yeah, I like how they tell everybody's backstory. Like, they just give you a glimpse into their childhood lives and shit, bro.
Right.
And, like, I enjoy the integration of, like, the younger them into who they are now.
Exactly. Right.
You got Luffy first, and I think after that we got Zoro.
Yeah, Zoro, then Nami. I mean, Zoro.
Yeah, Zoro, then Usopp.
Usopp. Then Sanji.
And then Sanji. Nami.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Nami was the big emotional arc.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move on to episode 3, Tell No Tales. Okay. In the need of a proper ship. In the need of a proper ship, the gang reaches Syrup Village and meets the cheerful Usopp and his friend Kaya.
Yeah.
A sinister threat disrupt their plan. And I guess that's what's that?
Yeah, I didn't realize this was 2 episodes.
Yeah, our Usopp episode was 2.
Yeah, that's crazy. So firstly, I wanna acknowledge, because I forgot to say it in the first episode and the second, there are so many people of color. I want to say the N-word. I don't know if I can say the N-word.
You can say it.
There's so many niggas.
I love it.
It's like, we're everywhere. And you don't get that in the anime or the manga. And like, it feels like more of a real world. Like, people
more
of different
diverse
races, different backgrounds, different cultures are all there. And I hate how people are like, oh, well, why are they this? Or why are they like, bro? Because that's how life would be.
Right. Well, I guess you could thank the showrunner for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, Oda also, again, had to approve it. So shout out to Oda. Uh-huh. He was like, yeah, we'll make them. But let's make sure that everybody's seen, bro.
What do you think of, in Usopp's story in the anime, it seemed like they like basically put the budget down because it was a lot of more people involved in Usopp's mm-hmm. story than
high word. And I would say, I think that was a, how can I put it? I think it was a creative choice.
Right.
Because one, that would, because again, I didn't realize these were two episodes. That's one right there. I didn't realize it was two episodes.
Yeah,
two.
Yeah.
I think that would have made it more complicated.
Yeah, I think it would have too. I think having it just involved in the mansion was best. Yes,
make it the mansion. Because again, they established that he's the boy who cried wolf. That's right. All we need to know. Mm-hmm. The village doesn't like, oh, well, it's just Usopp talking, y'all. Like, it's whatever.
He's just
like,
talking smack. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, but again, there's a lot more to that story, to that backstory of Usopp.
Right.
And how, because like, so I saw this theory on Instagram. It was a reel. And someone was like, again, we're in a spoiler cast, so you got to.
Spoiler.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's cool, whatever.
Yeah.
They said that if you think about it, Usopp probably has the highest observation haki out there. They said that everything that Usopp has lied about has eventually come true.
Oh.
So they think that when he was a kid, he was seeing the future and just couldn't really like. And people are like, "Boy, it's not lying."
Understand, right.
Yeah, he's seeing things happen, but everybody thinks he's lying, and that's what people think. Like, he's going to be like the top observation hockey player.
Okay, he just don't.
He just don't know it.
Yeah. Okay. That kind of makes sense. Yeah. Usopp.
And again, like I said, but just stripping it down to just boy who cried wolf. Cool, that works for this. Because when we are able to flesh them out more,
right,
we can go back and add those characters.
Right. And also, I like how I forgot about Usopp's father being part of Shanks' crew.
Yes. And I love that they brought that back up, or brought that into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was like, wait, you know my daddy? He's like, yeah, man, you're part of Shanks' crew. Yeah, he's the greatest shot I know. Like, yeah, I know you. You're a great warrior. I know it now. Like, you know my daddy?
Well, yeah.
Right? And again, back to Usopp. They're like, oh, he's lying. His dad's not a great pirate. His father is a pirate. He is. Yep. He's going to come back. He's just way later in the, cause it is,
in the series. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Let's move on to episode 4. The pirates are coming. with his friends in danger.
Calador's
plan in motion.
Yeah.
Usopp seeks help from the Marines. Blaze Clash.
Well, he was seeking help. The Marines just showed up.
Blaze Clash when a fierce battle erupts at Chaos Mansion. Man. I think the episode with the scene where, you know, he's finally telling the truth,
mm-hmm.
and no one was believing him, I think that was kind of
correct. Because it was kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Because Kai was like, man, quit playing. I believe your stories because they're fun. I don't believe you. Like, it's right. And then Nami's like, oh my God, you're still alive. Like, what do you mean? Like, right. This nigga is trying to kill you. Like, he was like, oh, Usopp, you weren't lying.
Like, what do you think he was? He sneaked up into your window in the middle of the night to tell you all of this.
Correct. He usually goes through the walls.
Right.
And he sneaked up in the window. Like, it was a really good, like, you know, like those little murder mystery parties or whatever. That's how it felt.
That's how it felt.
Because, like I said, he had everybody like. Also, that was dumb that they thought Zoro was dead after just getting hit in the back of the head.
Right. And then, I guess because they didn't see him, they automatically think, oh, he did.
Yeah, and then like Luffy drunk the poison or whatever, and they're like, "Oh, he'll be fine." I'm like, "Bro, y'all about to mess yourself up."
Then he ate the whole pot.
Yeah, I think because some people say like, "Oh, I think Luffy did that on purpose." I don't think so.
I never know with Luffy.
Yeah, I don't think he did it on purpose. But yeah. He's the only one who could survive it because his body made of rubber.
Right.
And he doesn't like.
Also, he liked to eat, so it makes
sense.
Yeah,
he'd like to eat.
Yeah, yeah. He'd do that in the anime. So, yeah, I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think of this villain of this episode?
Cajadores. Yeah. Yeah, with the Black Cat Pirates.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the long con. He wasn't there for like a couple, like he's been there for years.
Yes.
He's been there for like legitimately almost a decade. Like, because she's been sick for quite some time. Sick since they were kids, who stopped saying.
Or he can be keeping her sick for all this time.
Yeah.
I find it messed up, like you see this girl grow up. And you still have this plan set in motion.
He's evil.
To kill her. Yeah.
Yeah, he's evil. He's a pirate.
With no remorse.
That's the thing that I like. Yeah, that's the thing I like about how they're setting up the juxtaposition of why Luffy is different.
Exactly.
Why Luffy is a different pirate than everybody else. Because everybody's like, oh, you're just playing pirate. You're just playing pirates. Like, I'm not playing.
Right.
I'm going to be king of the pirates.
Yeah.
And this shit's not going to fly anymore.
Exactly. What do you think of, just like in the anime, this is where they get the
Goemon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed how, it showed the team dynamic. It showed the crew becoming the crew. She was like, we're just going to steal it. Because he's like, we're not stealing it. Bro, she's going to give it to us. I'm going to talk her into it. And he's like, okay, Zoro's like, what are we really going to do? We're going to steal it. Right?
He said, all right, I'll make a bet. If she don't give it to us, we'll steal it.
Right? And then at the end, she gave him the goddamn ship. And he was like, ah.
Yeah.
And the going, people, when they first saw it in the trailer, they were like, oh my God, it looks horrible. What is it? This is not the going there. Like, y'all.
Nah, that's
this
it.
This is how real boats look.
That's it. Yeah.
This is how real boats look.
Bro. Like the interior inside the Goemon too.
Yeah.
They had it almost just like the anime.
Yeah, and they took that time to get those details right, to get those like small little things together for this reason alone.
Right.
Like I said, again, when you're in live action, it's going to look like 10 times more in depth, like we're going to be looking at every single little thing.
Right. All right, let's move on to episode 5. Eat at Bartier, the Straw Hats Pirates face their first adversary as a group. At a flowing fish house, Luffy befriends a cook, and Zoro enters a duel with a warlord. This was one of my favorite episodes right here.
Yes, because, again, it's that foreshadowing.
Right.
Of bigger things to come.
Exactly.
Like, every time they called him Chore Boy, I laughed because I was like, it's a little subtle nod to Chore Boy.
Yeah, I said,
did he?
I had to rewind that, but I'm like, did he say
Chore Boy? Yeah, no, he said, yeah. That's what I was like. It's like, I see what you're doing here, guys.
Yeah, y'all think y'all slick.
Yeah, but you get to meet Mihawk. And he is legitimately the baddest MF-er in the seas.
Man, they had this character so well done. Jeez.
Correct. And again, he's not a devil fruit. Mihawk is just like a regular guy. He just be slapping people around with his sword. Huge sword. And just the sheer determination of Zoro to like, I'm going to beat you. Like, it is so funny because, again, it happens how it always happens. Usopp's at the bar, getting drunk, running his mouth, and then he starts talking to the person
who sent to kill us. Right. And he's like, yeah, I know Luffy.
You want to meet him?
Right? Also, shout out to the actor who plays Usopp. That man is so smooth. Yeah. So, like, I love him. Let me get his name real quick. It is Jacob Gibson. Is truly, truly a joy as Usopp, bro.
Yeah, he do all those I think we should leave out of his
paper. Right.
Quips or something like that. So yeah.
Yes.
What do you think of did they meet at the bar just the same exact way, the way that like when Zoro saw him, he just automatically challenged him to a duel.
Because what happened was Usopp brought him over. He was like, hey, meet my new friend. He's like, you're a Mihawk. He was like, yeah, you're the greatest swordsman in the world. Yeah, very great to meet you. Sorry that you have to die tomorrow. What? Everyone's like, wait, whoa.
I challenge you to a duel.
Yep.
I'm looking for Luffy. Said,
yeah, I'm looking for Luffy. Well, you found me, bro. Let's go. Why? And yeah, it showed a good dynamic with the group because, again, Nami, this was the most vulnerable she's been with them. And she was like, hey, you can't fight him. Like, you're going to die. You're my friend. I'm going to stop you. And she's like, Luffy, stop him. He's like, This is his dream. I can't stand between him and his dream. That would be literally against what I'm about, bro.
I like how she was caring and also she was doing that thing where she stepped away.
Mm-hmm.
And she was trying to leave the whole crew.
Yeah, because again, you get to the building, the climax of like what's really going on here. Because
right.
You get Buggy is still like we put Buggy in like 18 different boxes, and
this dude
he's trying to get his body out, and then he gets approached by a member of Arlong's crew, and he's like Arlong. Arlong wants he wants to talk to you. He's like, tell him I'm busy. Fuck off. Like, he's like, I don't think that's work, bro. I don't think that's gonna work.
Right. Yeah. What do you think of the actual fight between Zoro and Mihawk?
It was good because Mihawk showed why he's the best. Right. Because he took a tiny dagger off of a crucifix and was like, I don't step on ants with my shoes.
That was
you get just, this. Like,
I'll be mad myself. Like, I want to fight you.
Right out. And again, he proved why he's the best because he legitimately whooped his ass with his titanic and then stabbed him.
Right.
He was like, you have heart. I'm going to finish you off with my big sword.
I like that they did the exact same thing with Zoro lost. He said, I would never lose again.
Yeah. And again, that sets up for the greatest motherfucking comeback of the century. And I tell you, that man, when he said it, he meant it.
Yep.
He is not going to lose again.
Yep.
Until he meet him one more time. He ain't gonna lose, bro. Yeah. Like, Zoro is that guy for the reason.
That dude came a long way.
Yeah, like, so good. Like, I'm excited to see, because even Mihawk was like, I want to see what they gonna become. I want to see what Luffy gonna do.
Exactly.
He reminds me of Gold D. Roger. Like,
yeah. What do you think of, this is the same episode Arlong was introduced, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, he was. So, I will say this to my fish people. Shout out to my niggas. Because you can't tell me that fish people ain't black after that.
Nah. Okay.
You can't tell me that Oda was like, fish people, Africans.
Man.
It was like, because again, all I was like, we were minding our business. We were in our homes chilling. Y'all was like, nah, y'all too lit. We're going to enslave you. Right. Now, like, we can just hope and pray to be the hired help. Like, I'm changing that. I will say that the fish people is the personification of what people fear that the African diaspora is going to do. We're not like...
It makes sense. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, superior. Yeah. All
yeah. Like they feel like we're going to be like, we're superior. We're going to take this. Y'all can't do nothing. We're about to take all of this. Like, no, no. We just want to live. That's right. It. We right. I just want equal rights. That's right. Like, I just want to chill. I just want to be able to make money. Like, yeah. That's it, bro.
Yeah. All on, he want to take over.
Oh yeah. All on was like, this is a wrap. This I'm getting that map to the Grand Line. Yep. I'm getting the One Piece. I'm going to be King of the Pirates. I'm going to rule over every single corner of this freaking world. That's what we're doing here.
Right.
Speaking of that, that was another thing that, like I said, a casual viewer pointed out to me. They enjoyed the simplicity of like, oh, here's the map. East, west, north, south.
Right.
These are the oceans. Land in the middle. Strip of land here. This is where we're going. Mm-hmm. Bet. They were like, it's so easy to follow. I don't have to memorize no weird name of a land that doesn't, like, I don't understand. And it's in a different language. Like, east, west, north, south. I know that.
Yeah. 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 It's done.
Like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, you drew two lines and showed me four quadrants and said, here's the land. Here's some islands. Here's the Grand Line. We going here.
All right, well, let's move on to episode 6, The Chef and a Chore Boy. Sanji and Head Chef Zeff put their differences aside to save a severely wounded Zoro, a ruthless fishman on a mission, stir up trouble for the crew.
Mm.
I think this is the background, the origin tale of Sanji and Chef Zeff.
And that hurt my heart, bro.
I forgot that about that,
hurt
too.
My heart. Yeah.
I forgot because about that backstory.
When he was like, they used to call him Red Boot Zeff.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, that's right. He had two legs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he was a former pirate. Yep.
Yeah, former, yeah. And to show the sacrifice that he did, because I think they were out there like 185 days or something like that.
I think 80 something over. Yeah. I think over like around 100 days.
Yeah, it was so crazy. And the kid was like, he still got food. He had like twice the food. I'm going to, where's the food at? You had it.
You had it. That's all
he was like,
left.
Wait.
Well, I use it on mine. I ate my foot.
Like, I ate my foot, bro. What? Why did you do that? Because you need to live. You're younger than me.
Right.
I've had my time.
Exactly.
Just live.
Yeah. Man, that was. I was like, I don't know how you could eat your foot,
bro. Desperate time, like you. I watch Naked and Afraid. They be getting nice. They be watching this. Like, hey man, that thumb looking nice. Like.
You're looking real juicy over here.
Right? Producers be like, whoa. Hey, here's a piece of bread. Here's a piece of bread. I'm sorry.
It's just a show.
Right, it's just a show.
It's a game show.
Right? Like, But, especially, like, that showed, again, that desperate, like, all right, pirates are going to survive. No matter what, they're going to survive.
Right.
And, and again, like, just seeing that bond between him and Zeff of what they've been through.
Right.
Because
they always argue.
Yes. Always arguing.
Adopted father and son just argue to get by. That's the only way they can communicate.
Correct. It's just friction is their main love language.
Exactly. And I didn't know, it's kind of different in the comics. Zoro wasn't in a coma, right?
No, he was just kind of like bedridden or so.
Right.
But he was out for like a first day or two after the Mihawk thing or whatever. But like, it wasn't like oh my God, will it make it? Will he? Like,
right,
it was like, okay, Zoro needs to heal.
It was a little bit.
Take him a bit.
It was a little bit knife.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, like, the main thing that they were trying to show is like, okay, is Luffy making the right decisions?
Right.
Should he be trusting his gut? Oh my God. Like, and they built that tension properly. And
how to be a captain, right? Yeah.
Correct. How to be a captain.
All right, let's move on to episode 7, The Girl with the Starfish Tattoo.
Whew.
After striking a deal with a familiar foe to find Orlong, Luffy and his friends set sail for Coco Village and learn about Nami's mysterious past.
Yes. Because at the end of this, at the end of episode 6, where they were fighting Arlong and everything, Nami was like, I got the map. Like, let's go.
Right.
You don't have to murder him. Just throw him in the ocean, bro.
Right.
And she saved Luffy.
Right.
But she, like, again, like, I think that's why Luffy was like, she's not really evil.
Yeah.
Because she could have just let him kill me.
Right. And also, she knew somebody was going to go down there.
Sanji was still alive. Yeah, yeah. Sanji was still up, and Usopp was up. So yeah,
like you said, this is the most dramatic backstory.
Yeah, because you get to see, why Nami is the way she is, and I enjoyed how they portrayed the thing, because like you, if you're not a One Piece fan or watcher, or you don't watch anime or whatever, this was still a story that you could get behind. It is very compelling.
Right.
A former Marine is stranded in a town. Once they, like, hey, these babies need a mom. I'm going to raise them. I'm quitting the Marines, going AWOL. I'm going to raise these girls.
Right.
I found them underneath a fucking, like a fucking trailer during the battle. And like they have nobody. Their parents are obviously dead.
Right.
The only two of them are left. I need to take care of them. And for young Nami to be like, because like you showed like a little montage. They're having fun. They're like, oh, we're eating tangerines under the tree, making windmills. And then Nami's like, I'm sick of eating tangerines. I like, this is stupid. You're not my mom. She's not my sister. And she just slaps the shit out of Nami.
And what a bad way to start saying this. Because right when you say that, here goes Arlong.
Right. And then it hits different in live action. When she was like, hey, trade me for the price of my daughter. So I'm like, oh, is she going to be like his slave? And that's why Nami was... No, he just shot her, bro.
Shot her. Point blank.
I was like, oh, that's what she meant. Okay. Because he was like, you know what it means, right? She's like, I do. I love you girls. I'm your mother. I will always be your mother.
Oh, like, man. Dang. In front of the kids, too.
In front of the kids. Arlong didn't care. That's why when he saw it, he was like, I killed your mother.
Right.
And you want to come work for me?
What's
wrong with you, baby? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. Then he found out that she could make, you know, those maps. And she was capable of being part of this crew.
Because she was like, I have something that you want. I have something that you need.
Right.
And he was like, damn, you drew this? He was like, yeah.
You know, you can join my crew. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she struck a deal with him and saying that if she gets 100
million berries,
she can feed him free the whole town. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's talk about her sister.
Right.
I can't pronounce her name. But what is it like? Injuku or something? Let me see if I can go through the cast. Find her.
Nojiko?
Yeah, Nojiko. That's her name.
So,
Nojiko. I enjoyed how they were able to integrate her into, like the actual live action. Because they could have easily skipped over that shit. They could have easily skipped over it or whatever. But, like,
I think people would notice that, though. Like, especially, like...
Yeah, like, well...
Because I remember all of that. Like, Nami's story is enriched in a lot of people's brain more than any other character in the One Piece saga, really, if you think about it. Because it's basically like the ending season, and Arlong is like the arch nemesis of that first season.
Yeah. Like I said, because the main thing is like it's all condensed into these 8 episodes.
Right.
And with it being these just 8 episodes that you have to work with, it's legitimately like, okay, what pieces are we going to pivotally stick with? And like I said, I do enjoy how they legitimately portrayed everything leading up to the big Arlong fight.
Yeah. What do you think about the town? Like, the town, the village, it seemed like there was, there was a lot, felt like there was a lot more, like a property-struck village than the anime was.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Like I said again, because like you see the aftermath of what Arlong did to them, stuck with them for so long. Like, yeah, that building is still like flipped upside down. Like, like you could have did something to put it on the side or re-deconstructed it. Something, but like, bro, it was made out of straw. Like, y'all ain't have to just leave it upside down.
Right, yeah. Y'all could have moved it at least a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, something. They still got it. It took a whole village effort.
Yeah, to the but y'all could have did
something,
yeah,
bro. Mm-hmm.
For something to remember me by.
Yeah, and like, yeah, not like he was like, ah, we, because he just hitting them up for money. Like, he like, y'all need to pay me this every, you gotta pay your tributes. Like,
right.
All right, bro, like, there's gonna be a point where you're not letting us make no money. So, like, what the fuck we gonna keep paying you? Like, what's going on?
And she said, actually saved up 100 million berries.
Yeah, she stole and saved it all up, bro.
And they took it away from him. Hey.
So the corruption of the Marines was a great standpoint throughout this entire season.
It was.
Like, you see that, like, again, Kobe was the best, like, mirror for this, because he's like, Marines are upstanding people. They save the innocent. They do this. Like, they are the pillars of what it means to be good. And he's just being slapped in the face with reality.
Right. You've been reading too many comic books, girl.
Right, bro? Like, he's like, okay, yeah, like, these, like, only I can be good, right, but not everybody's gonna be as good as what I think they are.
Yeah. Realize there's bad Marines and there's good Marines.
Yep. Yeah.
What did you think of the ending scene where she finally asked Luffy for help?
That was a big, big emotional beat,
yeah,
because you have her finally admitting that she can't do this alone.
Right.
She can't hold this burden any longer by herself. She needs people by her side.
Right. Exactly. And also just the scene itself went beat for beat with the anime, if you look at it.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Let's move on to the last episode, and that is episode
The Worst 8. Of the East, right? Yeah, The Worst in the East. Worst of the East.
Worst in the East. The Straw Hat Crew strives to take down Arlong and the fishermen once and for all after
strive, they succeeded.
Exactly. After a tense family reunion, Luffy itches closer to his dreams.
Mm-hmm. So again, banger of a fight scene.
Yeah.
Like, big epic fight scene. You get to see Sanji and Zoro back to back for the first time.
Right.
You get to see Usopp doing Usopp stuff, bro.
Usopp actually, like, you know, stepped up this time.
Oh, yeah. He stepped up.
Yeah.
Zoro and Sanji took out like 82 guys, but he took out the lieutenant.
Yeah, he did.
Usopp took out one of the, like, his. That was another thing. Like, you saw that the fish people had different abilities than just a normal human. Like, that guy took the alcohol and, like, turned him into, like, bullets or projectiles.
Yeah, exactly. And fireballs, yeah.
Yeah. And it was so funny because he was like, oh, you think that can hurt me? I'm a fish. He's like, yeah, you don't catch on fire, but alcohol does. He was like, you've been drinking.
Yeah, and I was cracking up laughing when Sanji called Zoro Wan's head.
Yeah, oh my god, it was so funny because like the banter back and forth between those two,
right?
Perfect. They encapsulated how Sanji and Zoro are in the anime.
Yes.
Funniest thing was when Buggy was like, "Let me, I'll help." And he was like, "Clown, if you screw us, I will kill you." And he was like, "No, I got you. And then he got his body back and he was like, "All right, I'ma head out." He was like, "You know what? I just leave before I kill you, bro." Like, hate clowns. Like,
but yeah, that whole scene with between Luffy and Arlong and Nami.
Oh, so good. So good.
So good.
Because when Luffy found out, one, that he killed her mother, two, that he held her hostage, and then he looked over and saw that he was like, is this where he had you?
Yeah,
changed. She was like, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was like, yeah, he took it off for like my 13th birthday, said it was a present. He was like, I'm about to, like, oh, bro, man, leave. I'm about to beat him. I'm about to beat his ass. It's like, it's on sight. Luffy don't play about his friends.
Right. That's true.
Like, how Shanks was like, do whatever you want to me, bro. Hurt them, it's a wrap for you.
Yeah.
Like,
that whole backstory scene with Shanks, like, mm-hmm. he didn't try to fight no one, and it was like, why?
Well, yeah.
Luffy was like, why he didn't fight back and all that stuff.
Yeah, he was like, it's not like it doesn't. You don't need to fight it. You don't solve everything with violence. He was like, damn, exactly. Okay.
Right.
Like, but he got older and realized he's right. Like, you don't solve everything with violence, even though violence is always the answer. In one
piece. He beat up every single of his crewmates' villains throughout this whole season.
Right? Violence is always the answer in One Piece. If you ever get confused about how we're going to solve a problem, punching it.
Yes. What did you think? We didn't talk about this. What do you think of Zoro's backstory?
I enjoyed it because, again, it gave you exactly what you needed for you to endear yourself to Zoro. Because, again, like, they don't explain what her accident was. Like, they could have went into that or whatever, but
right, yeah.
Like, she, because, again, pirates. Right. That's why he's a pirate hunter.
Right.
But, like, they like, okay, you have a promise to keep.
Right.
You made that promise to her, and you're the only one who can keep it. Make sure you fulfill this promise. Exactly. And, like, again, it's just, you see the determination in Zoro to, like, hey, I told him I'm going to be the greatest swordsman in the world. I'm going to do that. And I love how, like, it was so funny because when they were kids, she was like, you're going to, like, be the greatest swordsman because, like, I'm a girl, yes, but a girl can beat a boy. A woman can't beat a man. He's like, shut up. That's stupid.
Right.
He was like, you're the best swordsman I know. Shut
that's
up.
That's a lie. Who told you that stupid thing?
Right.
All right. What are you expecting for season two exactly? Like, you think it's going to be basically introduction of Frankie, Chopper.
So we gotta get Chopper.
Right.
I wanna say, because if they do Frankie, it's gonna be at the end. It's gonna be Frankie and his sisters at the end, last episode,
right,
teaser into season three.
Yeah.
Because everybody's like, oh, Chopper's gonna be a huge task. Like, no, Frankie is gonna be the problem.
Frankie's gonna be a problem because that's around the time that the Going Merry you know, it gets damaged.
Yeah.
And
that would be a good way to stop it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be a great stopping point.
Yeah. It's kind of tough, man, as the episodes go, as the season go by, and mm-hmm. if it continue on, it's going to be tough trying to map out the separation of seasons.
Where they're going to go, how they go, because again, One Piece is so vast, you have so much material to work with,
right.
You're never going to catch up to the anime. Yeah. Like, it's fine.
Nah.
Like, the manga is going to still be going, so once you, because even with the manga is not even going to slow down at this point. Like, they're still cranking these out.
Yep.
They may take a break or two, but, like, again, when we're coming to, like, the show, you have to condense these into 8 to 10 episodes. I feel like season two is going to be probably a 10 to 12 episode season.
It has to be because in the bigger budget too. Because I don't know how they're going to do
bigger
Chopper.
Me up.
Chopper alone is going to be tough for CGI characters.
But it's going to be fine. Like they can have it where Chopper's like in the background, or he's just like doing other little stuff. Like they can work around Chopper.
Yeah.
or what they could do that would scare the shit out of people is go straight up Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Jim Henson in like full on practical costume character.
Oh, you talking about like when he changed?
And only, okay. I didn't even, because I was gonna say only use CGI for when he transforms.
When he's regular Chopper, only CGI.
Yeah, when he's regular Chopper, dude in a suit.
Right.
Just tiny person in a suit. You can get the full mouth movement. You can get all that or whatever. You can even clean it up with CGI, but like make it like, I would definitely see full on Master Splinter suit Chopper. I'll be okay with it.
Yeah. I got to see how it looks, but yeah.
Yeah.
What do you give the first season of One Piece?
For me, out of 10. I'm going to give it a solid 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Me too. Yeah, because like it there's some places that it could improve on.
Right.
And there's some things that like you wanted but didn't get. But again, it was overall, it obliterated the live adaptation curse for Netflix.
Right.
Netflix put out a good adaptation, and this gives me hope for Avatar The Last Airbender.
Right. Well, yeah.
Because if you can do One Piece.
Yeah. You can do.
Yeah.
But see, they also did Cowboy Bebop, but they was trying to make Cowboy Bebop extended longer series.
Yeah. So here's my thing with Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
I liked it. I didn't like the liberties they took with Vicious and Julia.
Me too.
That's not need that much of them.
Right.
At all.
Too much backstory. It was in this episode.
Vicious did not feel threatening at all.
Not
at all. Like, Vicious in the anime showed up for 3 episodes, wrecked fucking house,
yes,
left, and died. Like,
this show, he was just a wimp, man. It was just a crybaby.
It was so whiny. Oh, and then Julia didn't know. I hated how they were like, oh, she's with Vicious. Like, she wasn't with Vicious. She ran from that man.
Right.
For the entirety of their adult lives. Like,
like, you could have just made this whole, you could have just did like One Piece did. Go struggle with the adaptation rather than trying to go. Like, the ending, she was basically going to be like a villain, right?
Correct. Oh, and that's weird.
Yeah,
that's
weird.
Yeah, like, I like the other elements they threw in that weren't in the anime, like Jet and his daughter and his like family.
Yeah, that was
give me more
human
of that.
That was a full human story. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Throwing in, like I said, making sure that you understood that, oh, maybe Faye is from a different time period. Maybe she was just frozen in like the 90s. Like, and she's just woken up. Like, yeah, like you get the sense of all of them, but the whole Vicious and Julia arc, like, save them for the last 3 episodes.
Just
keep them in mystery.
Yeah, just continue on with new stories. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because that was the thing, because my girlfriend, she's just getting into anime.
Right.
Because like that was her first like deep like full series.
Yeah.
We did Cowboy Bebop, and then she was like, the live action's out, let's watch it. And she was like, I don't like Julie anymore. I was like, what? She was like,
yeah.
I was like, really? She was like, when she showed up in the anime, yeah, I was like, who is this woman? Why do we care so much? But this time, why is she still here?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Look, the anime was all his backstory, his memory of her.
Yeah. Yeah,
but this is,
and
just
that's
hard.
What it should have stayed. Yeah, exactly, it should have stayed just in memory of her.
Right, exactly.
We didn't need that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man.
Well, you said you also give it an 8 out of 10, though?
Yeah, I give it an 8 out of 10, yeah.
Okay, bet.
Yeah. All right, man. Thank you for coming on the show, man, talking about this. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, next time I'm going to be 80 to watch it with us.
Oh, man, yeah. You got to pull his arm and get him to watch it.
I know. He's going to watch this this review. Oh, I should have watched it.
He's going to be like, you know what? I think he's going to like it so much that he's going to have to – he don't want to force to watch the thousands of episodes of One Piece.
Because that's one thing I will say about this show. Once you get done, once you get to season 8, you're right. going to want to watch the anime.
You're going to want to
like,
watch.
Even if you've watched the seasons or whatever, like, right. again, if you're deep into it, you're going to want to be like, yes. I feel like restarting One Piece.
Yes.
You're going for no reason.
Like, and then you'll be like, it's 1,000 episodes, though.
You'll be like, ah. Like, yeah, because again, like, it gives you that sense of wonderment, that sense of adventure that you got when you first turned on Fox Kids on Saturday morning and got right. hit with the yayo, yayo.
Uh-oh.
One Piece. One Piece. It's the name of the treasure. I'm telling you, man, they should have just did it one episode. One
they
episode.
They should have, man. And also, man, they should have did the to be continued.
They should. That is another reason why I got an 8 instead of a 9 or a 10.
Yeah.
Give Every us episode, a to be continued.
Give it to us, man. Dang. I don't know why Oda didn't put that in, man. Dang.
Yeah,
I was waiting for the first episode. Yeah,
just bow, bow.
Right. Dang. But yeah, man. Oh. Thanks for coming on, man. Thanks for going through this spoiler cast with me, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Definitely enjoyed it. Definitely enjoyed it.
All right, everybody. We out.
Peace.